Well, this morning I have a trio of guests here in the studio with me. We have a couple of young wrestlers with us. Donovan Hedrington is with us this morning, along with Landon Hagen, and Shelly Schlake joins us as well. Start with Shelly here this morning. This is all part of the Little Trojan Wrestling Club here locally. It's how this whole Atlantic Cam wrestling thing kind of gets started with the youngsters, and I see you've got a little fundraiser coming up this Sunday.
Yes, we do. We have a Little Trojans National Duels fundraiser for Landon and Donovan this Sunday, March 8th, and we're having it at the Atlantic High School from 11 to 2. We want to just help these two little wrestlers out because coming with them going to the National Duos in Tennessee on March 27th through the 29th comes quite a few expenses for their families. So we're wanting to help out with that. They have lodging, travel expenses, food, and registrations. So we'd like everyone to come out and take part in the lunch that we're serving. We're having Sloppy Joe's, salads, chips, drinks, along with the bake sale. We've got quite a few families that are involved with the Little Trojan Wrestling that are stepping up and donating those baked goods for us. So come on out and see what we got.
That's pretty awesome. We've had some wrestlers participate in nationals before from here locally, haven't we?
I believe so. This is the first go-around that I am experienced with being on the Little Trojan board. So
we'll be able to say that here in a little bit.
Yes.
That's for sure. Well, that's awesome. Well, that's great support. Donovan, let's start with you here this morning. How long have you been wrestling in the Little Trojan program?
I've been wrestling ever since I was 3.
And how old are you now?
I'm 12.
Oh, that's a long time. It's most of your life.
Yes.
What got you involved in wrestling?
What got me involved was how my family did it, and then my family is a big support to me all around. So, and the part I really love about it is win or lose, you always learn from your mistakes.
You bet. Well, and you always get a chance to wrestle again.
Yep.
I mean, it doesn't turn. You usually get a chance to turn it around pretty quick, but you know it's one on one. You always respect your opponent, don't you?
Yeah.
You may not like losing to them once in a while, but you always respect them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lose very often, though, do you?
I lose sometimes, but most times I win. But sometimes the kids are better than me, and I just need to learn that not to get on my back.
Talk about qualifying to participate in the national tournament. That's pretty neat.
So we were at a duel, and I walked up to my friend's dad, and he asked me, would you like to come down and do Iowa team? And so I said, yeah, I just have to ask my parents.
And they said, sure. And then somebody said, here's what it's going to cost. And that's when the Little Trojan Club jumped in and said, we're going to help you out.
Yeah.
That's how that works. Yeah, that's great. So what's your favorite move? What's your best move?
Sweep single.
Okay. I thought you were going to say just like a headlock or something, you know,
no.
Something simple.
Huh? You're going to get stuck in that.
See, he knows what he's talking about already. Very good. Well, you have an opportunity. You wrestle with a lot of kids all the time then through the Little Trojan program?
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of traveling with that?
Yes.
Fair amount of travel. But it's fairly local, right? This is a chance to spread your wings. Is this the first time you've done nationals?
Yes, this is.
That's going to be quite an experience. Do you have expectations at all for yourself?
When I get there, I'm probably going to have expectations for me just to realize what I'm going to be doing and how I'm going to warm up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of getting used to your surroundings too, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bigger, a little more overwhelming than wrestling in the local gymnasium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll be fine, though. Landon, talk about your experience. How old are you now?
10.
And how long have you been wrestling?
5 years.
What got you started? Your parents helped push you along there?
Yeah.
Give you an opportunity?
Yeah.
Your friends doing it, too?
Well, some of them. Not some. A lot.
Sure. Why wrestling? What was it about wrestling that got you all excited?
I got, medals and trophies.
Ooh, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
That's very good. What's the best you've done? Have you won some nice awards then?
Yeah.
Have you won some tournaments?
Yeah.
Really? Like what? This year. How about this year? Did you win any tournaments this year?
Yeah.
All of them?
No.
Oh. Thought maybe you were just dominating out there. What weight class do you wrestle?
62.
62 pounds. Are there pretty good wrestlers around the area at that weight class?
Yes.
I have to speak up. That's a very tough bracket.
Gotcha.
My bracket's way harder.
There we go. What class do you wrestle?
I wrestle 160, and in state, it's hard.
160 you wrestle? And it's hard? Really?
Both of them just took part of the state wrestling in Des Moines this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And they found it was pretty tough.
Pretty tough. Well, but that's a good experience, though, too. You don't know where you need to go until you find out where you are right now.
Right.
And that's kind of gives you your baseline, too. Landon, talk a little bit about what your expectations are. What do you think about going to nationals? What do you want to do there?
I feel like it's going to be like state because it's going to be like my first experience about being there. And in state, like... Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was going to be that big. And then in nationals, it's probably going to be like way bigger and stuff. It's going to be as hard as state, so.
Always good competition out there.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about getting involved here locally like this? Because you're wrestling all the time during the winter months, right? Your season's kind of winding down, though, now?
Yeah.
Okay. So when it comes to, like, wrestling, are you a fan of wrestling then, too? You're not just a wrestler. You're a fan. You kind of follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow, like, the high school team, any colleges that you like? Like who? Who's your favorite wrestler locally? Do you have a favorite?
Spencer Lee.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one. He's kind of number one in the country. Donovan, how about you? Do you have a favorite wrestler? Do you follow it a lot?
Yeah. My favorite wrestler, and I watched him today, Spencer Lee.
Uh-huh.
I have a freestyle favorite wrestler, but I don't remember his name.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's always good to kind of, if you're going to mimic yourself after someone, pick a good one, right? That's a pretty good one. Well, Donovan, tell me about the kind of support you're looking for. This is kind of cool that folks are stepping up to help you out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so given the sales pitch, why should folks come out on Sunday and then help to raise some money for you?
They should come out. They get to see us, me and Landon. They get to see our family, and then they get to see what they're supporting us about, but they see it in the article, but our family's going to explain it way more.
Sure.
And then they can enjoy a nice cold drink and some food.
All right. It's a good sales pitch. Landon, what about you? Do you anticipate that you'll be trying to sell it a little bit on Sunday, too? Will you be explaining to folks what you're going to be doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And give them the sales pitch. Why should they come out and support you?
Because we need, like, money for us to go to nationals because, like, we have to go, like, on a long plane trip there, and like we just need money for like our food to store with us. And
is that a good weekend tournament? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
like a Friday through Sunday type thing.
It's March 27th through the 29th.
Okay. So it's a good, you're going to be there for a little bit of time, so you've got some expenses.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is you're a wrestler, so you won't have to spend much on food, right? Because you know, you don't you never get to eat, right?
I do.
Well, that's because you're wrestling 160 some pounds. Sure,
no,
you do.
I'm wrestling 170.
Oh, okay. Oh, very good. Well, you left some space for the buffet then. Good. That's a good move. That's a good. That might be your best move right there. That might be it. Oh no, wrestlers famously are always cutting weight, but you guys are fine, right? You're good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to enjoy what you like? Very good. Well, maybe they can enjoy some of this good stuff here coming up on Sunday, too. Shelly, tell them a little bit more about what they'll find here Sunday and what folks should come out and support.
Like Donovan and Landon both said, they're both going to be there. You can come up and meet them. They will have their family and friends there to support them. But we also like to have other community members step up and help these two little guys. It's quite an honor for them to be chosen, and they won't only be representing Iowa, it's also Atlantic Iowa and Little Trojan Wrestling Program, which is a big honor.
Very good. Again, that's coming up this Sunday, March 8th. Correct me on any of this if I'm wrong, 11 to 2. It's at the Atlantic High School Commons, so it's easy, easy place to find. Walk in the front doors. You're going to be right there. And you're helping these guys raise some money to be able to participate in the National Duels Tournament for Team Iowa. That's in Tennessee coming up later this month. And if folks would like to maybe make a donation to help out, but they just can't make it on Sunday, they have other plans, is there another way they can do that?
Yeah, they can reach out to myself, Shelly Shalake. It's 712-249-6230. Or my fiance, Scott Woolsey, at 712-249-9256. Otherwise, you could reach out to either one of their parents. Landon's parents are Sheena and J.R. Hagen of Atlantic here. And Donovan's mom is Misty Holiday, and his dad's P.J. Hedrington.
All right, very good. All the information we need there. And if we accidentally raise more than they need for this trip, they appreciate anything that would go back into the Little Trojan wrestling
yes,
program?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Anything that is above and beyond what they need for their expenses, it will go back to the Little Trojan Wrestling program.
Always a need.
Yes, there's definitely.
Always a need. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Donovan, Landon, thanks for coming by. Hey, good luck to you guys.
Thanks.
Have fun. Let us know how you do, all right?
Okay.
And Shelly, thanks for bringing them along for the ride here today. Appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you. Okay.